Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, and my guest is Brian Sears, who covers the State House for the Daily Record. Now, Brian, you had a very interesting article this week about a potential replacement for Mike Bush, the Speaker of the House of Delegates. As we know, Bush's health has not been good. When I saw him on Sign He Die, it looked pretty awful. And the two names that came up the most were Maggie McIntosh, Baltimore Democrat, chair of House Appropriations, and Derek Davis, Prince George's Democrat, chair of Economic Matters. Tell us about that. Why those two?
Well, they're two of the longest-serving members of the House of Delegates. They're Bush loyalists. And it's important to note, for the purposes of my story, these are conversations that had been happening dating back to at least October when signs of Bush's health really started to become a concern and he was missing caucus meetings. And you might remember he showed up at the inauguration for Baltimore Mayor Kathy Pugh and looked fairly frail and not well. And these are conversations that have been going on. Nobody's looking to supplant the Speaker and force him out, but everybody is saying that what's really going on here is sort of this conversation about what happens if he decides to not run, if he decides to retire, you know, if he loses re-election. This is all preparation for this era in the House of Delegates post-Bush, and who you may remember is the longest-serving Speaker of the House in Maryland.
All right. And we should say that despite his health, he has said that he is going to run again, right?
Well, that's really interesting. He's not only said he's going to run again, he's filed. But I will tell you a lot of the, you know, I did more than a dozen interviews, Democratic legislators, lobbyists, political insiders, and there is a real concern that the filing for re-election may not be all that it seems. And there are a lot of people who really doubt that in the end he'll return. And that was prior to when the Speaker had his transplant last week.
Okay, now Adrian Jones from Baltimore County, the Speaker pro tem, wound up on the secondary list along with a number of Montgomery County legislators. And I'm wondering, you know, she always seemed to be like the first in line of succession. What happened to her in all of this?
Look, I think a lot of it has to do with the roles that each of these members play. And Derek and Maggie have been there a long time. They have a lot of daily interaction with delegates because of the fact that they are chairs of committees. There's slightly less of that daily interaction for the Speaker, you know, for the Speaker pro tem. And really, everybody tells me that Delegate Jones could be more of a consensus candidate, someone that if the Democratic caucus can't decide, on whether or not it's going to be Maggie or Derek, that, you know, she could rise and become a secondary choice.
And there are a couple of others in the mix. Bill Frick, the House Majority Leader, Kumar Barve, the former Majority Leader, and now the Chair of Environment and Transportation, Maggie McIntosh's old committee, and Ann Kaiser from Ways and Means. They're all Montgomery County. What about them?
They all sort of fall into sort of this third tier because of their positions. A lot of people mention them by name, but really Derek and Maggie are at the top of this list.
Okay, thank you very much, Brian. With Brian Sears, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.